My kids discovered this over the weekend, Mike and Johnny. Listen to this.
Yeah, well, Michael, what about the Olympics? You're representing our country. Isn't there a concern that these games might be a little lopsided?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you just play these countries by yourself?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't think they'll let me do that, guys.
What if you could have two players? Say you and a certain Coach Dickett.
Hey, that's already unfair again.
Yeah, that's not contest. If I may shift gears for a moment, gentlemen. Coach Dickett versus the Hurricane, who would win?
Dickett.
Hold on. The name of the Hurricane is Hurricane Dickett.
And this is where Chris Farley gets a heart attack because the prognosis is just too difficult to simulate. Coach Ditka against Hurricane Ditka. Mike, I mean, this is such good stuff. The super fans of Saturday Night Live. I mean, this is classic
amazing
stuff.
Thing. It's gone on for 20-some years. I mean, those guys, they love the Bears. They love the city of Chicago. And they had fun doing that. I mean, and actually they must have liked me, but they saw a lot of humor in what was going on. It really was. I mean, there's no question that the people made me bigger than I was and bigger than I should have been, but that's all part of life. I mean, you can only do what you do. But, I mean, I think in the case of the Bears, they won in 63, we won in 85, and they haven't won since. And I really believe if they would win another Super Bowl, I think a lot of that would go away. Although I'll say this, no matter if they win two more Super Bowls or 10 more, they'll never have a football team like we had.
Well, I'll tell you, though, Mike, what's not going away is the who would win, Ditka or a hurricane named Ditka. I hear that all the time, and that probably is not going to go away.
And then in this bit, Michael Jordan starts talking about his charity, and these guys, you're hearing what they're thinking. They're going, Ditka. I mean, it's just, Mike, talk about iconic. I mean, man, what? I mean, this is all set supposedly at Ditka's restaurant, and that couldn't have hurt business. I mean, that's great.
Well, in a restaurant business, there's only one thing that helps your business. Service and food. So I mean, you can have you can have popular people there, you can have stars there, you can have movie stars there, and we've had all that. But the only reason we're successful is we've got great service and great food.
Yeah, I'll
tell you, Stevie, if you're going to Chicago, go up to Ditka's restaurant. It's a great place. That's a great place to eat.
Crazy.
And, you might see the coach. You might not, but you can get a good meal.
Yeah, and how about those beef nachos the last time we were there? I still can't.
Well, anything on the menu, I'm telling you. And I'll say, I love eating up there. That's a little advertising. Champagne,
you,
go
guys.
To Ditka's.
No. I can't pay for that stuff. Hot roast nachos, by the way.
That's right, pot roast nachos.
Pot roast, that's what it was. It was crazy. Pot roast nachos, I still can't stop.
It sounds obscene, but they're unbelievable.
Unbelievable. All right, last thing before our break, the NBA playoffs. How about, some upsets? You had Memphis shocking, was it San Antonio? You had New Orleans over the Lakers in L.A. That was a shocker, Johnny.
Well, nobody thought we'd win a game, and I kind of agreed. Although, of course you play great, you can beat anybody, but they played a heck of a game. Chris Paul, he went right before Darren Williams. Darren was picked 3 in the NBA draft, and Paul was number 2. And Chris Paul from Wake Forest, I think.
Yeah,
But he is just playing very well. And we lost David West, our number 1 scorer, so that was one reason no one thought we could win a game. But they played a great basketball game, and of course it was what a setup. I mean, all they were talking about was the 6th championship and lucky to get to play the Hornets and how Phil Jackson's going for his 12th championship, which is amazing. But so we were set up pretty well, but to win out there is pretty good, Steve. Pretty good. Everybody's excited.
Well, and the other thing, too, the Bulls were very, very good, and the Bulls were taken right to the limit by Philadelphia. And then you look at the Celtics, they got out with a 1-point win, I think, over New York. So when you look at what's going on, the playoffs are playoffs. It doesn't matter what your record was. That goes the same in hockey, really. Any of these teams can beat any other team. We know that on any given day. So when you get into a 7-game series, anything can happen.
So the Chicago Bulls have played well all year. And what was their seed? I didn't know what they ended up.
Well, they're the number 1 seed overall, and they were number 1 seed. I think San Antonio was a number one in there, the West. Right. They were number one
East and West.
I see.
Right,
and
right.
I got you.
Yeah, so they're a good team. The thing about Chicago and it's interesting because I don't think this coach gets nearly enough credit. I mean, he's brought a group of guys together. Derrick Rose is an exceptional. Ooh. I mean,
wow.
Derrick Rose is awfully good guy. I don't know that I've watched anybody play the game of basketball that's any quicker than he is. I mean, he does things that people don't even think about with a basketball job. And what this guy has put the other guys around him, who are not a lot of big name guys, just guys who seem to do what they have to do to win.
So can Derrick Rose be Jordan-esque?
Well, you know, I think you got to be careful. In its time, you know, greatness is only – you can't go back and look at greatness, or you can't go forward and look at it. You can only look at it in the moment. I really believe that anyway. And in the moment, there was nothing better than Michael Jordan. And the thing that made it so fantastic were the championships, the coaching. He had some good people with him, but he was special. This kid is special. I would never say anybody's Michael Jordan. I would just say that this guy is pretty daggone good.
Yeah,
and Stevie, he could have been playing for Illinois.
Yeah.
But Doc Gone. It went down to Memphis.
That's right. All right, 7:49. We'll take our break. We'll be right back. It's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. Every Monday and Friday, 7:38 on 93.5, 95.3, the New Connect FM. Be right back with them in just a moment. We got Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. They're with us Mondays and Fridays, 7:38. We just cover the gamut on subject matter. We talk about everything. We talk sports. We talk politics. We talk about whatever is going on in the world today. And it's a pleasure having them on. Did you see Kevin Na at the Texas Open, anybody? He said a new...
I did see that. Yeah, it was funny. And he laughed about it.
Did you see this, Johnny? The guy shot, had a 16.
16.
A 16 on a hole.
On a hole.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, Stevie J, I don't think, had that high of a number on his hole. I mean, I've had 11s, but I don't know.
Well, wow. The interesting thing, after you shot the 16, I think it was only 8 over par.
He shot an 80. With a 16.
Yeah, well, he's some crazy.
He's unbelievable. So he apparently he had an unplayable lie from the tee. I've done that. 2-stroke penalty after the ball ricocheted off a tree and hit him. I didn't know that's a 2-shot penalty.
Wow, I didn't either. But okay, then what?
Then he apparently was. I didn't see it. He was deep in the woods. Mike took 5 shots.
Yeah, he hit a couple shots that never got out of the woods, and then he finally did get it out of the woods. And you know, it was pretty amazing that it could be as long as it was. But he made a 16. I watched it.
Wow. But he could have taken unplayable and gone behind the forest and hit over.
Right.
He should have done that, I guess.
Well, I remember when John Daly was playing the Island Green here at English Turn, and he had hit one in the rough, and he was about 240 out, and he wanted to hit that island with a 2-iron. And he did one of those 10 cup deals, but he got a 13 or 14. He just kept swinging until he finally did get the green, and then he went home because that was it.
Well, apparently the worst single-hole score at a PGA Tour event belongs to John Daly, who had an 18. On the par 5 6th hole at Bay Hill in 98, Ray Ainslie took 19 shots on a par 4 16th at Cherry Hills in 1938 U.S. Open. So I guess when you get to that point, you're just not going to do what you probably ought to do. You're just hitting because it's over. And
you're stubborn, and John's stubborn. I think we know he can be stubborn. And you're going to do that shot. That's it. And kind of like you and me, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. I saw
actually a 16th, not even that bad.
And by the way, Roy McIlroy, who had that heartbreaking final 9 of the Masters, played in Malaysia and got 3rd this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, what a comeback.
He'll be back.
That was great to see.
Yeah, I tell you what. Don't you think Roy McIlroy's a guy of the future? I mean, he's not going away, is he?
No, but I think you'd rather have the Masters win than the Malaysian win.
Yeah, and you sure hate to play like that on Sunday because you start thinking about it even more. It's hard enough, I'm sure, but I think he's going to be all right. So he was losing his swing Saturday. I mean, it wasn't like he totally, completely collapsed because he was just holding his own Saturday, so you could see it coming. But
I think he'll be better for it the next time he plays. I really do.
Yeah.
All right, final item, and I just left it because there's no real news, but I like touching on it because we have Mike on with this. But there's absolutely nothing. I've heard nothing with the NFL strike as far as progress. I don't know. Maybe silence is better at this point. I don't know.
Well, there's really nothing going on. The only thing they've had is the comments that they've had. They've had nothing from Smith. They had nothing from the commissioner. They had some from one of the retired players. And that's basically about it, you know, talking about the old guys. And so, I don't know what's going to happen. I assume that both sides are smart enough to know that you can't shoot the golden goose. You got to be careful what you're doing here. We understand that people don't always agree about everything, but there ought to be some way to work this out intelligently where you keep the game going on and you keep the fans and you know, everything. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. And I know that a lot of this becomes about ego and power, and that's wrong. It shouldn't be. It should be about the game.
Well, one thing that's interesting that they're talking about, the basketball contract's going to be up. So the NBA is talking about, well, contracting the number of teams in the league for one thing. And I'm sure that what happens in the NFL is going to affect what happens in the NBA. So you've got that working.
Yeah.
John, but the NFL does not have a rookie salary cap. The NBA does. And the NFL needs a rookie salary cap.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they don't want. You know, the players and the agents, especially the agents, because that's the money. But that if the game doesn't get some kind of a control over the rookie wage scale, they'll destroy the game in a matter of time. I'm just telling you, that's only my opinion. They would destroy the game totally over a period of time if they don't get something done in that area.
All right, we're going to leave it there, guys, but we'll be back Friday. It's always a pleasure. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Stevie. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. Take care. God bless.
God bless you. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. I'm Stevie J. Would you like to join me for breakfast next Monday? You're invited.